Hello and welcome to Heat's We're Obsessed With podcast. I'm Lydia Batham and today I'm joined by Heat Magazine's Katie Holloway.
Hi.
And Heat World's Ruby Norris.
Hiya.
So this is our weekly showbiz podcast. We cover everything from celebrity gossip to pop culture updates. It comes out weekly every Friday. There's more celeb gossip in the magazine, which is out now. Heat Radio's on 24/7. And if you head to heatworld.com, you can get all the breaking news. Talking of breaking news, this week all of the news has been about Love Island.
It is all of the
it's
news.
It's literally all we're talking about.
There is nothing else going
nothing
on in
else
the world.
Nothing else matters in the world right now, to be honest. It's all about Love Island.
So are we obsessed already?
Definitely. I am,
yeah,
definitely.
I'm hooked. I really didn't think I would be so quickly, but I am kind of hooked.
And it's almost you really just hate yourself for becoming so obsessed with it. You'd be like, I really want to watch Love Island. So, all I want to talk about is Love Island.
Because you know, like the first day after it, when we kind of get to meet the contestants, you're like, I had enough, I'm going to like these ones
as
much as last time. Like, no, it's not the same. Yeah. And then suddenly I'm like, no, I like them.
Yeah. Weird how quickly you become obsessed with people.
It really is.
Literally, like, oh my God, like you couldn't even imagine talking about these people like last week and now it's like, what's Heyal doing?
Is that the correct pronunciation? I keep struggling with it.
I only do it in the Liverpoolian accent.
Someone told me it was like aisle. I don't know, like a shopping aisle, but I don't know
that's... Well, it's the fact, I mean, getting straight into the first episode, when he tried to explain it to Hayley, he just didn't tell her how to do it.
I also think he said it differently every time. Yeah. I don't think he knows how to say his own name.
I don't. You're right.
He changes up.
Is it really his name?
Is it really his name?
It is his name. We've managed to track down his brother.
What's his name?
Tal.
Tal.
Tal, Ariel, and Eyal. I know.
Oh, lovely. What a theme. Lovely names.
Yeah. Interesting. So who are we loving and hating?
Well, absolutely loving Danny Dyer.
Yeah,
Danny Dyer's daughter, Danny. I absolutely love her. I think she's great.
She seems like the one that you kind of most like to like go on a night out with.
She just seems normal, I think.
Yeah.
Which is actually really nice considering she's the one that's kind of been exposed to celebrity and this kind of lifestyle for longer. Yeah. But he's clearly brought up a really quite down-to-earth, hard-working girl.
Well, I think the fact that she's a barmaid is sort of testament to him, because she could have just lived off his EastEnders fame. Really,
yeah, especially if she wants EastEnders to be an actress. Like, she's obviously still working now.
No, I like her too. I was going to say, I want her to stay in because I really want to see Danny Dyer in the villa at the end.
When the parents come back,
that'd
be amazing.
Oh my God, definitely.
Can you just imagine
him going up to whatever boy she
God, I can't wait. That would be so funny.
But I think we were all completely agreed in the office that we are not Laura fans.
Mm-mm.
She's just not coming across well.
Yeah,
she's not. I'm also calling her Olivia 2.0.
Yeah. She is those memes.
They
are so funny.
29, really?
Do you think she's older?
Yeah.
But everyone else in that villa is so young that it might just make her look older.
Yeah, this is what I think. And also Adam, 22.
Oh, no way. Isn't that insane?
Ridiculous.
I scrolled like right back in his Instagram because I was like, I want to see like what he looked like as a teenager. In his first, one of his first Instagrams, he's like 18 and he still looks
a man.
Like that.
I've never, like, everyone was like, oh, he's just so hot, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
No, he is. I think he really is.
Really?
Yeah, I really fancy
him.
When
he first came in, I did. And then as soon as he was in the villa, I was like, no, you're just a douche.
Yeah, he's a bit of a creep.
And when he came out in those, like, spray on jeans, tight.
That was exactly my opinion. I was like, those jeans, I am not a fan of.
And then when he was, the date he had with Kendall, I was just like, he thinks he's really cringy, totally.
He thinks he's really entitled. I think there's a lot of sense of entitlement from these men, which I'm a bit like...
Last night he was like, so when we're recording this, we've only had 3 episodes.
Yeah.
The fact he was like, oh, she'll definitely be into me about the new girl. It was like, calm down, mate.
The thing is, imagine having that much confidence.
Like, I know.
I can't even think about it. Imagine walking into a villa and be like, they're all going to fancy me.
Yeah.
But and then on the other side is poor old Niall, who does not have that confidence.
Bless him, he's really sweet.
He's really trying.
I'm still, as I've expressed to a few people, I'm a bit disappointed that he has a Harry Potter tattoo and he didn't mention the books before the films. I'm like, no,
he's a faux Harry Potter fan, I think.
I think he's faux. The fact that when it said hashtag muggled off and he was like, muggled? And they were like, Harry Potter.
And the producers would be like, you idiot.
Fake fan.
We literally wrote this just for you. going back to Adam, apparently, I read today and I don't know how true it is, apparently his dad's like a multimillionaire.
A property tycoon. In the northeast.
Do you think when this comes out, Laura's just going to be like, oh, hello.
I do. Because you know how she was when she found out Wes dropped a cool grand on a date? And she was like, Wes, hello. So yeah. I reckon when she finds out Adam's a secret bajillionaire, yeah.
I know, she's going to be all about
we
that.
We can all get overdrafts. Maybe yeah. Wes is in very much
literally,
debt.
Probably. Student loans, probably.
Yeah.
So going back to Niall, do we think he's trying a bit like a Kem, Chris kind of character?
He really
or?
Reminds me of Chris, the way he talks.
But this is what
but that's the yeah. country accent, I think.
Yeah, but even like the way he says like all the time.
Yeah.
And the things and just the, like, he the says. Banter. Yeah. He thinks he's a proper like Bantasaurus.
Like the, the onion. The Bantasaurus.
Had to get it in there.
Up on the banter tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the way he says things is, I think he's trying to be a bit like Chris. Mm.
And he keeps, so, have you noticed him keep throwing in that word prang? I think he's trying to make prang
it
happen.
Thing. Oh, God.
Stop trying to make prang happen.
It's never going to happen. But I do love him, though. I do think he's great.
He is,
and his
he's
facial
really
expressions, I am obsessed
I know,
with his,
that
his
eye
eyebrows and his eye roll.
He's got hilarious. That gif nailed in like the first episode.
So apparently he's gone on a date with Georgia. Well, he's gone on a date with Georgia, and I've heard that it's gone well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I think we saw a sneaky preview. Happening.
Really? And also Dr. Alex has gone on a date.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Dr.
Alex? So everyone feels really sorry for him, but I also kind of get the feeling that he is just a bit boring.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think it's a real shame that he's representing this like professional, like this guy who's got professional background, and he's still a bit of a drip. And I feel like, why are they not getting someone in that's a doctor or a lawyer, like professional, but still wants to have fun with everyone, still doesn't mind getting involved in like all the group chat and the banter.
Yeah. So and I think it's kind of like talking about being self-entitled. It's like, stop moaning about it.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I get it. I would be like devastated if people like multiple times rejected you. But like, get over it and like show people that you have more
make
personality.
Make a joke about it. If you're worried about people thinking you're like just a big like doctor and not a personality, make a joke, be funny.
You like, can't just be like, oh well, I totally expected to walk in here and have all the girls like deal with it.
It's that sense of entitlement, but like, I'm in this villa and therefore I deserve to have a girl hanging off me, and it's like, no, it doesn't work like that. Also, it took Camilla ages last time.
This is true,
and it took her a while to come out of her shell, so maybe he will come out.
I do think he'll stay in. I agree
because he's got the nation behind him. I think
so. Which girl do you think, because it's going to be a girl that goes, isn't it, because there's too many girls?
Yeah.
So who do you think will go?
Oh, God.
Well, people were saying Samira because she made that funny comment about being like jealous, but had no
Samira.
One, didn't like any of the boys anyway. Yeah. She was just being a bit of a bitch to the girls.
Yeah. I think it could be Samira too.
And she's got this sense of entitlement. I think she thinks all the boys will fancy her as well.
And also, she didn't seem happy that there's another dancer in the country. And
it's like, you're the only girl that can dance, honey.
There was also dancers on the last series. I don't know if you remember, love. Like, come on. Yeah, I think you're right. She's the one. That will
Sorry,
be gone.
Samira. Do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Or Laura, maybe, if other people aren't really
liking her. I think she's too good, though. Like, she's too controversial that they'll want to keep her.
Also, she's playing
her,
a good game.
They have to,
but Wes is still with her, right?
Yeah,
like,
she's
got Wes.
His hands all over her. Oh,
yeah. His mitts.
So who do we reckon's going to go all the way?
Danny Dyer.
Yeah, hopefully.
Jack, I really like Jack.
Everyone was like Danny and Jack, but then it was like all of our dreams were crushed last night.
Day two and the dream was over.
So I got a little, obviously, by the time you're listening to this, the episode will have aired, but I've been told there is hope.
Oh,
there's
really?
There's hope.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So there is a...
I am kind of on her side, though. Like, the way he was so blasé about that.
I think
it was only two girls.
It was the way he dealt with it rather than the actual, act of the cheating. It was
and
like,
say two girls.
That's why I like her, because she did explain that. Yeah, she was like, it wouldn't just be, like, if he'd said, like, oh, I made a mistake
in my past.
I mean, he's just a bit of a lad,
isn't he?
He is. And also, they're told to kind of bring up, make these big statements about things that they've done in their past, and they've got to pluck out the most impressive thing. And maybe for him, he was like, this sounds so great on paper, and it's really not. Really not.
Didn't.
Shall we move on from Love Island? Because I feel
we
probably could just do an entire Love Island podcast. Oh, talking of Love Island, we have done a Love Island Under the Duvet show.
Yep.
Head to our YouTube channel, Heat World, type that into YouTube and you'll be able to find that.
You will. Very funny.
Going on to Caitlyn Jenner, though, who didn't go to her own son's wedding.
Yeah, this is
like
really
Thomas
heartbreaking.
Thomas Markle all over again, isn't it?
So so Caitlyn was supposed to be going and apparently last minute couldn't come, but Brody yesterday, I think this morning, was quoted as saying that he was really disappointed.
Yeah, I think it's sad.
And that said something like, I wasn't surprised though, because she's always doing things like this.
This
which
is mean.
So heartbreaking.
It's really, really sad. And I don't know about you, but Brody is like the first of the Jenners I ever knew of.
Yeah,
obviously. He's the OG Jenner.
Yeah. LC.
I know. LC. Right back to Laguna Beach.
Oh my God. I love that show. So apparently she had work commitments. I don't know, work over your son.
Yeah, and she'd known about it for a year. And I feel like you can block out something in your calendar a year.
She's not that busy. She just spends her days walking around with her friend
her
Sophia.
Friend.
Yeah.
And obviously the sisters as well, Kylie and Kendall, didn't go.
Yeah.
I had read somewhere that he was less surprised about that because they didn't have a huge amount to do with each other. I think the older Jenners were only ever brought in for publicity shots and not for much else.
You used to see them on the show just like running around and playing.
And a huge age gap as well. Now that Kendall and Kylie have kind of grown up, I can see how that wouldn't be.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be necessarily close. Yeah.
And Kylie's got a young child. Yeah. They might want to fly to Bali.
Yeah. Was it Bali?
I think it was Bali.
Yeah.
It was in Indonesia at least. It is a big flight.
That is true.
You wouldn't want to do that with a young baby.
I don't know. I'm sure Kylie can manage it. Yeah.
I mean, it's free. The baby is free.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it.
I'm sure that's not a problem for their private jets either.
I've often seen the people on long haul flights and they get the front row with the leg room because they've got a baby. I'm like, this seems like a great way to
get
me
a baby. And the little thing that comes out.
I know.
The baby just lies on for the whole thing.
I've only weakened up one of those.
I know.
Apparently, Caitlin's going to throw them a party instead. Is that
too little, too late?
I think so. But I reckon they'll go and have the party.
Oh, totally.
It'll
be all over.
Isn't Brody now like a DJ or like something?
He is a DJ.
Some like fake job, basically.
Yeah.
He turns up at parties every so often and
scratches the disc.
Press play on the CD.
Yeah, I mean, like, at the end of the day, I was going to say, one of the other things we've put down is, should we feel sorry for the Jenners? But no. They're still making money off of being connected to this family.
But then at the end, I do feel like every family has their own little dramas and then they're entitled to their own little dramas.
Yeah.
It just happens to be this family makes a lot of money when they have a drama.
Yeah, it's very convenient. And it also just keeps us all talking about them, doesn't
it? Definitely.
Mm. Talking about another family, the Hadid sisters, getting back with their exes.
Yeah. I personally blame Selena Gomez for the whole thing.
Oh, why?
Because she just started this trend with Justin,
didn't
she?
Okay,
they just can't let go of each other.
Yeah, true.
Made everyone think it's okay to start messaging their ex-boyfriends.
It's weird. I don't really know so much about Bella and The Weeknd. Fine, do what you want.
Yeah.
But did you see those pictures of when Gigi and Zayn had broken up and he was kissing her?
Yeah.
And it looked like sexual assault, basically. Because she's like pressed up against a wall and he's like leaning round to kiss her on the face. It's really weird.
Oh. So,
I mean,
like, who
go for it,
puts out breakup statements aged like 23?
I know.
I feel like, come on, Hans.
I know.
You haven't been married for 25 years. You've been in a semi-stable relationship for about 6 months. Like, chill.
Oh, is it all just a little bit like, I'm such a skeptic when it comes to these things. Mm. It's like they split in the March, and by the April they're kissing again, and now it seems like they're back on with this picture on Instagram. It's like, is it all just a bit of a publicity stunt?
Yeah. Or
just
the wall in the public eye?
It is. It's like school, isn't it? Like,
but then they are very young.
That's the thing.
And they've been famous since they were very young.
Yeah.
So they, you know.
True. I just don't know. But okay, the other story we have is the third Hadid, Anwar, who's 18, I have to start with, was pictured sucking face, I think is the only way to describe it, with Kendall Jenner. I mean,
funny.
I don't know if you've seen the picture, but it's really, like, saucy. She's, like, straddling him, and they're on like, a sofa, literally sat next to other
people. Are the Hadid sisters with them, or are they on their
own?
They
were at an event together, but you can't see where the other Hadids are. And I've just got to say, Kendall's hand is drifting south.
Oh, no!
And it's a bit weird. The way I kind of look at it is I think they've grown up together as friends, so they're obviously, like, the ones that always get together at the party.
Yeah, the family friends that sneak off and, like, get together somewhere.
But it's just a bit, maybe don't do it at such a public event.
Yeah,
totally. Oh, it's weird.
And he's, 18. He's 18.
But then 18 and
she's
kind of good looking. I don't think it's that horrendous.
No, I just...
There's been worse crimes committed in the celebrity world.
True, but I mean, wouldn't it be fun if they started dating? What a power couple.
What an extension of the Hadid Jenner Kardashian family.
Yeah. I bet the Hadids
taking over the world.
The Hadids probably want to get into the
I think it's been orchestrated since
birth.
Nice spin-off Hadid. This has been his future laid out
this
for him.
Forced marriage.
Well, should we talk about something that got me a little bit emotional when I just watched it, which is the Star Is Born trailer?
Yeah. So we've heard about this for ages, and I kind of was like, oh, that doesn't sound that interesting. Like, I don't know. I kind of thought, oh, it's Lady Gaga doing her acting again.
Here she goes, American Horror Story.
I'm the same as you. And I watched the trailer. I was like, oh my God, this is really good.
So this is Bradley Cooper's directing it. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think it's, he's meant to be playing sort of an aging musician. Yeah, and he discovers
country,
Lady like Gaga, a country musician, and
he's
discovers
like a bit of an
her.
Alcoholic, a bit of a mess.
Yeah, I'm
a
actually,
lovable rogue.
Weirdly, I'm feeling his look in this film.
I really fancy him in this film.
Yeah.
As he's aging and like
troubled.
Falling under alcoholism, I'm really finding it attractive.
He does look quite old in it, doesn't he?
Does.
I think they've obviously made him look a bit older, but he's like this, like falling apart.
But they filmed some of it at Coachella last year.
Okay.
I think it was 2017 at like Lady Gaga on the in the week between the actual weekends.
Yeah.
They filmed a whole load of this stuff.
Cool.
So it's gonna be at Coachella, making us probably all want to go when it comes out. I think she's what we've seen in a trailer, which is very hard to judge. I think Lady Gaga's looking like she's done a pretty good job.
I think she looks good. We were saying on the way here today that we just love a trailer and they can really like get you, can't you? We were watching
it,
I was reading about it. It's not really a film that I particularly love to watch, but I watched a trailer and I'm like, oh, I have to go and see it.
I'm emotionally invested in this
story. I'm in already because I'm like, I love country music.
Yeah.
Like I've been to Nashville and like, I'm like, I don't know if you've ever seen the show Nashville as well.
Yeah.
Like that's one of the shows I love. So I feel like this is so up my street from
where
it's made for you.
Yeah, really. Like I'm going to be there on opening day.
I don't know if you're a Drag Race fan as well, but like this is the weirdest like colliding of worlds, but two drag queens from Drag Race are starring in this film as
Really?
Shangela, for all you fans,
fans
is going to play like the bar owner where Lady Gaga sings and works, and Willem is also appearing in it as well. I'm not really sure. I think just kind of like a friend, potentially someone else that works at the bar, but they're like big names in the drag world, so that is an exciting
look at them bringing in
collab.
But that's a great for Lady Gaga fans as well.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly.
Great.
And Gaga was on Drag Race. Yeah, like, it's a big relationship there.
So Bradley's directorial debut. So it looks like he's.
I'm excited for it. I think.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Let's give it a watch.
I don't know if you've ever seen American Horror Story, but Gaga was in
two series of
that, and she won an Emmy for one of them. Like she is a good actress. I think she like when you see the trailer, she's. If you weren't really a fan, you might not recognise her.
Yeah.
Like she is. She's very like
a transformation.
Looking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it'll be. I think she loves that she's like Lady Gaga.
1 minute
out there,
and
then she can be like this serious actress.
But in some way, Lady Gaga is like
she's
a stage persona.
Puts it on.
I think it's interesting because I feel like when I first heard about her taking part in this, that she was going to be called by her real name.
Oh.
And now it's on the trailer.
Oh,
it definitely says Lady Gaga.
Oh, are they going to market it as her?
I could be completely wrong. And that was probably like a year and a bit ago that I remember first sort of doing like. Because it was happening at Coachella.
That probably would have been quite a good choice, but I guess I wonder if the people with the money didn't like that.
We need to make we need to get them money.
Especially if she's quite unrecognisable, they want her to be Lady Gaga.
They want everyone to know it's Lady Gaga. So she is not the first singer to go and perform in a movie.
She's not.
Shall we talk about some of our other
Crossroads? I have to can't wait to say it quick enough. I'm obsessed with Crossroads. It was one of the first films that I just watched over and over again and just wept.
And I so wanted to do
and
the
I
exact
was like,
same thing.
Did the road trip.
Yeah. Pretty go and sing in a bar and get all my tips.
But this does feel very different. This is like her properly going into sort of Lady Gaga is going and acting.
Yeah.
Whereas Britney, that was kind of like, I'm really famous. Let's just make a movie around
me.
And kind of the same with, again, one I love, but Burlesque with Christina Aguilera and Cher. Like, it's kind of like, this is the Christina Aguilera and Cher film that also just happens to have a bit of a plot behind
A little tiny bit of a storyline behind
it. I did
songs
like Burlesque.
That were great.
So good.
Yeah.
You just want to have something you can sing on to. Really?
Yeah,
it's Burlesque. Yeah, you got it. There's like a click bit, isn't it? They do. Oh, yeah.
There is a click.
There's a click.
I'll let you do it.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I just remember everyone I knew being like, all these clicks everywhere. I did do acting at one point, which is why. It was like a drama group. Of people. Should we talk about the fact it's been 20 years since Sex and the City debuted? I can't believe.
Know.
Which means, I think, I must have been 9 when it came out, which probably wasn't watching it then.
No.
Yeah.
You never know.
It was
might
probably
have been.
A few years after that.
I have a horrible confession to
make. What? You've never seen it?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
I've seen it.
Okay. I've watched like 5 minutes of it, and I like missed the boat, obviously, when everyone was kind of obsessed
yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
So when I watched the 5 minutes, I watched like the 5 minutes of one of the first episodes, and you know they're always a bit ropey as well, yeah. and I was just like, not for me.
When did you watch the first 5 minutes?
Oh, a while ago.
Okay.
I think you should give it another go.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I didn't obviously watch it first time around, because I was like five.
Yeah.
But I watched it like the second time around. I just watched it myself and just like gave it a good go, and I really enjoyed it when they started like playing all the reruns and stuff.
Yeah.
You can spend a whole day just watching it.
And so I'm guessing you've not seen the movies either.
I'm not a big Sarah Jessica Parker fan, okay. so I feel like when it's centred around her.
Yeah. I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just remember it being like you always picked out
who you were, which one you were.
Definitely. And I always felt like I was more of a Charlotte, which I don't know whether that says I'm like the most boring of them.
No, she's Charlotte. Every time people, this is the interesting thing, being an outsider, when you hear people talk about it, she sounds like the normal one, like the one you want to be, basically.
Yes. That probably is what it is.
She's just prim, isn't she? I like that, though. She's nice.
But, I don't know. A lot of people have been talking lately, and it's the same that people have done with Friends, isn't it? They've kind of gone, has this stood the test of time? Is it like...
A bit controversial.
Problematic
now.
Is but the word people throw it around, don't they?
Yeah, problematic. But do we have to judge everything by the same standards now?
It was then and it was great, and it probably had discussions about it at the time.
Exactly.
Like a bit of a shocker.
I kind of think if you look back on it with that view, as long as you understand that like it's all about awareness, isn't it?
Yeah.
You understand that maybe it was problematic, but oh my God, if you tried to make a sitcom that was completely PC, it would be awful.
Yeah, and also, what's great about Sex and the City as a, like a young woman was that it was like Miranda was this high, you know, this lawyer who was striving to sort of, you know, trying to achieve everything in a man's world, trying to get like, I think one of the things was like her trying to get an invite to her boss's house, which all the guys would kind of get. Yeah. It was a lot harder for her. You know, Kim Cattrall's character, Sam, like, was just like, I'm just doing...
Out there.
Yeah, just out there doing her thing.
I love all of the Instagrams from like celebrities celebrating the 20 years are all like, I learned about sex from this.
Yes.
I like bought my first sex toy because of Samantha.
Well, I think it definitely revolutionized a lot of things.
Yeah, maybe people have conversations that they maybe wouldn't have, and I think that's a good thing. Even if there are things that we can look back and go, oh, it's if we
that
don't
was wrong.
Well, yeah, but let's not. Next time we make a show like that, let's not do this.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's
like
I think even now, what things we're making now, I'm sure in 10-15 years' time, we're like, oh my God, I can't believe we watched a bunch of people try and couple up with each other in bikinis on TV, and it'd be like a huge scandal.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, when you think, I remember being in New York and going to the HBO store, and I've been there a few times. There's always like the show that's kind of like big at the time. I remember when I went in 2010, it was like True Blood was huge, and they had all this True Blood stuff at the front. And then like the next time you go, it's like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But Sex and the City is like the show that, despite not being on air
anymore, is always there
in the shop to buy, and like people will do the tours of Sex and the City, and
it's like an institution. It is.
Yeah, it's kind of in the not quite like Friends, but a bit like that.
Yeah, similar. Definitely. I think definitely similar in terms of in being in New York and
For some people, it's their thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, they will always go back to.
How do you feel about like watching it if you watch it now and know that Kim Cattrall hated everyone on the whole entire show?
I mean, I like not a fan, but I loved that story.
Oh, wasn't
it's so
great?
Fascinating, so juicy.
I know. So
it's sad. It is sad.
But think no, you don't have to get on everyone you work with.
Exactly. I think
it's
it kind of shows that they were really professional. Like they, like we all know, girls can be catty, boys can be catty too. But if they made this incredible sitcom, went on to make two films,
definitely,
and they managed to keep that under wraps the whole time,
and kind of unbelievable. Like you didn't ever feel like they secretly like edited the scene and then like tried to kill each other.
Yeah.
Like it was very
it shows they're good.
But
actors.
I do think if that's how Kim really feels, let's not push them to make a third.
Oh my God, definitely.
Like, let's leave it. Let's leave this where it is.
She's done.
She's served her time.
Done.
And I think that's us kind of done with the podcast for the week. That was all the things that we were obsessed with. Remember, this podcast comes out weekly every Friday. There's more Showbiz Gossip in the magazine, which is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7. And if you head to heatwell.com, you can get all the breaking news. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.